KCSN, I'm Nick Harcourt, your host for The Morning Show. And I'm very happy to say that Dan Wilson joins us this morning. Now, you and I first met each other, two or three years ago.
Yeah, really.
Actually, in your second band, I think.
When I was in Semisonic.
Semisonic, your second band?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we can talk about that later on, obviously. But you've been busy the last few years writing a lot of songs for other people, which, again, we can also talk about later on. But you've also done a solo album, which we're very happy to have you come and play some songs for us. And there's a show tonight at the Hotel Cafe as well.
Right.
So why don't you play us a couple of songs, and then we'll come back and catch up.
Great. This is called Love Without Fear.
On the road, get a little scared, throw you to the wolves. You meet a lot of perfect strangers in your room, get a little close, run away soon. All I want in this life of mine, someone to take my hand, walk with me side by side. All I need in this world of tears, someone to give me time and love without fear. Give me time and love without fear. Of silent partners in this game, standing to the side, waiting with a claim. You see a lot of empty airships in this sky, silver on blue, take you for a ride. All I want in this life of mine, someone to take my hand, walk with me side by side. All I need in this world of tears, someone to give me time and love without fear. Oh, all I want in this life of mine, someone to take my hand, walk with me side by side. All I need in this world of tears is someone to give me time and love without fear. Give me time and love without fear. Give me time and love without fear. Love without fear.
This next song is called Your Brighter Days, and it's about hope, I would say.
In between your fear and love, where will you run? When you barely make it through the morning, you spoke to me in your sing-song, barely begun. In a voice that sounds like someone dreaming, Delia, you won't fear alone. And tomorrow's on the phone, just like a falling power line. Coming, no, these tears won't go to waste. Michelangelo got raised, but I can feel your
brighter days coming, 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 coming. Run until the golden gate, just don't be late, or the ones behind will roll you over. String your line from state to state, hopeless to break, while you're moonwalking from tower to tower. Deal ye, you won't fear alone, and the clouds are forming pictures like a man on a guitar strumming. No, these tears won't go to waste. Michelangelo got raised, but I can feel your brighter days coming, 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 coming. Come, my darling, don't you dare stop dreaming. Real things bow to dreams. My darling, don't you dare start hating, fading. Deal, you won't fear alone, and the stars are turning over like a wheel upon a road running. No, these tears won't go to waste. Michelangelo got raised, but I can feel your brighter days coming. Deal, you won't fear alone, and tomorrow's on the phone just like a falling power line. Heaven, no, these tears won't go to waste. Michelangelo got raised, but I can feel your brighter days coming, 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 coming.
It's 88.5 KCSN. Nick Harcourt with you, and Dan Wilson, our guest in studio this morning. I forgot to ask you before you started performing. You obviously not playing the guitar and the piano at the same time. I mean, maybe you are. We could pretend it's radio. Who you got in studio with you this morning?
This is Brad Gordon playing the piano.
Hey, Brad, how are you? He can't hear.
Doing great.
He can't talk. Doing good. All right. So let's catch up a little bit, Dan.
Cool, yeah.
As I mentioned at the beginning of the session, you and I first met each other a little while ago on the first Semisonic EP, I think it actually was.
Correct.
Back in Woodstock when I was over there. And it seems funny, you know, when you stick around long enough in life in general, and maybe in the same business, people come around, you know, you just sort of like circulate back through. And it's almost like, I mean, I've probably met you a total of 10 times in my life, maybe more, but it's almost like over 20 years.
Yeah, each separated by a year and a half.
But it's almost like every time I see you, it's like we're friends, and we're not, obviously, but we know each other well. We're not, you know. I mean, we had a meal together maybe twice, but you know, there's a familiarity, I guess, when you talk to people over a period of time. And I know a little bit about your career trajectory, obviously, because I've played your music. But when you look at being back in a band like Semisonic with a hit like Closing Time and selling a million records when people used to do that, and you sort of look through the years, obviously, now, and you've done a lot of co-writing in the last few years, which has obviously been very good to you. Written with people like Adele and Pink and Dixie Chicks, and I don't know, name them, there's a lot. It's been a big part of your career. How do you then sort of spin that back around to your own music and writing songs for yourself?
Yeah, that's interesting. I had this, you know, I've probably been co-writing with people and producing records for like 10 years. And there was a period maybe 6 or 7 years ago when I was really getting rolling in the co-writing. And I'd end up in these situations where I'd be writing with somebody and I'd be thinking, this song that we're working on right now sucks. This is really stupid. But maybe the person I'm working with really loves this kind of bad stuff. Or Or maybe their fans like this crap.
You know? I want names, man. If
no,
I know.
But you know, I then I had this interesting experience with the Dixie Chicks when we wrote the first song we wrote together was called "It's So Hard When It Doesn't Come Easy," and it was basically the extension of a conversation we had had about some shared experiences in our lives, having kids, not having kids, trying to have kids, and. At the end of that day when I wrote that song, I thought to myself, I could sing this in front of one of my audiences. I could just sing it for my fans. Mm. And then the next day, the same thing happened with them. And we wrote 6 or 7 songs, and they were all songs that I felt like I could believe in and play for my people. And then that became just like a go-to thing for me. Like I just always, when I'm writing with somebody, I always imagine, could I do this in front of, could I go to a gig, you know, of mine and sing this song? And believe it and feel it. And it just has made things a lot easier. I now have an instant test of whether I think something's cool.
So you have to believe that to continue with the song?
Otherwise, I just say, hey, let's start a new idea.
Right.
It's not like I'm a tyrant and it's always got to be about me, because obviously the person I'm working with has to believe in it too.
Sure.
But somehow it's worked out really well. Like I sing Someone Like You at my shows, and I really can feel the song, and I can own it in my own way, even though it's Adele's Forever.
Sure.
But I can still really...
Well, part of it's yours.
Yeah, it's partly me and it's partly her, yeah. And we can both sort of own it. And I feel like the best things I've been involved with, I can do that. I can make it part of my shows or let them have it too.
Obviously, when you're co-writing songs for artists like that and they hit, there's something that comes along with that, which is the ability to make a living, obviously.
Yes.
It's probably a luxury place to be in for a lot of songwriters to then be able to come back and say, well, okay, the bills are paid, hopefully. Hmm. Now I can focus back on my own stuff and come back to being Dan, because when you're writing with somebody else, as you said, you know, you're sharing the moment, you're sharing the glory, and at the end of the day, if they're the one who sings it and it becomes a hit, it is to a certain extent theirs.
It's theirs.
But, you know, I remember seeing Semisonic on stage, and I'm going to pay you a compliment right now. You guys are one of the best live bands I ever saw. Seriously.
You. Thank you.
And when I sort of think of you as a musician and an artist in your own right, and you're coming back to writing and recording for yourself, what do you hope to get from coming back out there, apart from performing and revisiting your fans? Do you think that you're able to put out a record? I know it's coming later on this year, but do you think you're able to put out a record that will bring Dan Wilson back into the picture for a lot of people? I mean, what are the expectations around this?
That's an interesting question too, because record sales have been shrinking for everybody, and if you do things on a smaller scale, the songs I'm working on, you know, they don't have that electro pop, you know, top 40 kind of vibe that hits seem to often have. It's very much me following my own muse. I think I've always thought of it as more of an internal thing. Like if I lose track of what it's like to perform for people and to sing my songs for people, then I'm kind of going to lose the thread. And I want to be a relevant music maker for a long time. And if I do that by helping other people have hits, that's really awesome. And if I do that by helping people write the best song on their record, that's really great too. But I kind of need to be in touch with my own expression, my own performing. I need to have that trial by fire in my life to be helpful to other people even. So I can't really like just quit and just be helpful all the time.
I know that you've got a show tonight at the Hotel Cafe,
yeah.
Which you've played down there a couple of times. Great place. And are you going to be out performing? Do you see a tour? And again, I'm not sure. I'm looking at some notes here that say new album February 2013.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Is that 2014?
I think it's 2014. Oh, yeah.
Okay. do you expect to be going out and touring on
yeah,
this,
I think
on this record?
So. Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I hope I can. My dream would be to put together a small band of my friends and go out for at least a couple of months and play.
Fantastic.
You know, and I haven't been to Brussels for several years, and I haven't been to, you know, Paris for several years. I'd like to have an excuse to
travel. Looking for an excuse to go back to Europe. I'm going to get can I play the tambourine or something?
Yeah, please come along. If you want to see Brussels, you come with me.
Sure. I haven't been there for ages. And okay, so Hotel Cafe tonight.
Yeah.
Words and Music by Dan Wilson. And then new album early next year. And, well, you know, we'll play the music. We'll let our listeners know what's going on. What are you going to finish up with for us?
I just sort of made a sudden shift in plans. We're going to do Singing in My Sleep, a semi-sonic song.
Fantastic. Well, yeah. Listen, Dan, great to see you.
Thanks, Nick.
Jim Nelson is up at the top of the hour. We'll let you take us out. Dan Wilson on The Morning Show at 88.5 KCSN.
And I changed my mind. Heard your voice in between the lines. Come around from another time where nobody ever goes. All alone on the overpass, wired and phoned to a heart of glass. Now I'm falling in love too fast. With you are the songs and shows. And all the stars play for me. Say the promise you long to keep. I can hear you sing it to me in my sleep. I can hear you sing it to me in my cassette. It's the modern equivalent. Singing up to a Capulet and a balcony in your mind. In the city the lion sleeps. Pray to Sony my soul to keep. Were you ever so bright and sweet? Did you ever look so nice? And all the stars dream for me. Oh, I can hear you sing it to me in my sleep. I can hear you sing it to me in my sleep. I can hear you sing it to me in my sleep. I can hear you sing it to me in my sleep. Dive me down in a soul so deep. I can hear you sing it to me in my sleep. I can hear you sing it to me in my sleep.